My name's Louise Bedford and I'm a private share trader. My business partner is Chris Tate. As well as being the authors of several best-selling books on the share market, we each have decades of trading experience behind us.
One of the most common questions we're asked is, when should a trader quit their job and how can they make a successful transition into full-time trading? I'd like to discuss this further as the answer may just well surprise you. Before you decide to give your job the flick and trade for a living, let's take a look at the pros and cons of being employed versus full-time share trading. There is certainly a dark side to employment. In my past working life, I was a sales manager of a national team, and that's what it said on paper anyway. Really, a lot of the time I was running around fighting fires. I spent the majority of my working hours contemplating raiding the office supply cabinet so I could staple myself to death in order to avoid another pointless meeting. Ironically, though, in corporate life, it just seems the harder you prepare for a meeting, the more likely it is to be cancelled. There is a positive side of working, though. And really, if the word pay packet didn't immediately spring to mind, my goodness, really, that is the key. I'd hazard a guess you'd been receiving a salary as regular as clockwork for years if you didn't immediately think of that word. With most jobs, it's possible to slack off, really, for anywhere between 1 and 8 weeks, without any adverse effects. Loyalty money is fabulous. You get paid really just for turning up. You've got a perfect holiday and an air-conditioned, well-lit cubicle. It gives you time to relax and you get money deposited directly into your bank account. You also get free pens, free liquid paper, free coffee, all of that sort of stuff that when you're at home and you're trading, you have to pay for yourself. If you're in a role that provides a company car and travel, gosh, you also get free petrol and frequent flyer points. It's all good. But trading for a living has its drawbacks and share trading can be very lonely. As a complete extrovert myself, the solitary aspect of trading sometimes drives me to distraction. Some people have trouble adjusting to organising their own time. I suggest before you start trading full-time that you ask yourself a few really important questions. Firstly, have you honed the necessary skills to make money regardless of market conditions? For example, if the market's going down or sideways, does your income suffer? And if you don't know how to short sell or trade options or CFDs or warrants, in addition to shares, you're really only destined to make money while the market's in a bull market. It's not sustainable. Also think about, have you got sufficient capital to continue trading, even though you might not be earning for a while, or maybe you even suffer a string of losses? Can you build your capital and increase your position size based on your trading results? If you can't add to your equity, inflation is going to get you. Many traders begin their full-time trading careers insufficiently capitalized. Thirdly, have a think about whether you have the discipline to follow a stop loss and to exit a trade when it's turned against you. If you can't exit, you'll eventually self-destruct and it's only a matter of time. I've seen it again and again. Have a think about whether you've been able to bank your primary source of income for at least a year. Now, you might think I'm very harsh in saying this, but it's such an important part of trading effectively. If you can live solely on the income derived through trading for a year, that will give you so much more confidence. And also, because you've been banking your income, your equity will have grown. If you can't do that, the pressure of trading for a living when you do quit your job, it could completely wreck your trading results. Think also about whether you have the support of your family. If you're responsible for the lives of others, it's really important that you have their buy-in to your goals. Time and time again, I have seen people inadvertently, I guess, sabotaged by their loved ones. The people who they care for, they don't mean to sabotage them, but if they don't share a common vision, it's very easy for them to say the wrong thing and put their foot in it when you've had a bad day, or maybe even spend too much when really you should be tightening your belt. People generally quit their job prematurely to become full-time traders. There are no guarantees in this game. And even though trading for a living offers an unparalleled freedom, just make sure you develop the necessary skills prior to telling your employers that really they're no longer required. Have a think about your trading plan. Do you want to be in the top 5% of investors? Grab a pen and paper and get writing. It is absolutely essential. Warren Buffett actually said something that I thought was well worth repeating. To invest successfully over a lifetime does not require a stratospheric IQ, unusual business insights, or inside information. What is needed is a sound framework for making decisions and the ability to keep emotions from corroding that framework. A trading plan can really provide you with a framework that you need to succeed in the share market. Money in the share market is made as a byproduct of following a sound trading plan and really adhering to those principles of money management. If you end up losing a significant portion of your trading capital because you're greedy or maybe ignorant, then you can no longer trade and you're out of the game. Your trading plan must cover some basic issues, such as your trading goals and objectives, which accounting structure that you'd like to trade from, and how you handle your positions when you go on holidays. You also have to cover three essential areas: entry, exit, and position sizing.